Clear the screen, shift the scene. You're the writer of this dream. Let go of fear, let go of doubt. Stop playing the version that pulls you out. Clear the screen, clear the noise. Choose again, you've got the choice. The story changes when you see. Anxiety came to set you free.
Welcome back to another episode of the Clear the Screen podcast. I am Melissa Dealey.
And I am Billy Adme, and this is where anxiety ends and abundance begins.
And we hope you have been enjoying our recent episodes with authors of our book, Empowered, The Journey from Victim Island to Solution City, and hearing each one of them sharing how they overcame difficulty in their life, using the tools that they have in order to literally move themselves from Victim Island, which isn't any fun, over to Solution City and being able to move forward in their life. And that leads us to the topic that we would like to talk to you about today, and that is how we can heal trauma without having to talk about it. I'm going to say that again because it's a big deal. Being able to heal your trauma without having to talk about it. And I'm going to hand that over to you, Billy, to just share your experience with dealing with trauma as a police officer.
Yeah. So, you know, in my 20 years of policing, you know, part of what we do, you know, that we see people on their worst days, right? And so we're dealing with people's traumatic days. And as a result of that, you know, the trauma we take internally, right? As you know, if you've taken any of our trainings or we've likely said it in one of our podcasts, that the unconscious mind takes everything personally. So whether I'm going to a call where, you know, whether a child is getting hurt or someone is getting injured, you know, my unconscious mind might take that personally. So because of that, you know, we have, you know, all these wellness protocols that we have for police officers. And one of them is we have to go to therapy, right? To talk therapy. And, you know, I've always been an advocate for talk therapy. Don't get me wrong. Like, there is a place for it. It was great for awareness. However, I always noticed something when I went to therapy. I went in knowing, okay, you know, I'm going to talk about this or, you know, this or this has been bothering me. When I left, I always felt worse. And I couldn't understand why. Like, I felt like I almost got, like, hit by a truck. Like, I felt like I went through trauma again. And I felt like, okay, maybe something shifted about it. Maybe I thought about something differently, but I didn't feel like the trauma had left me. I still felt that heaviness of it. And now I know why. It's because when you talk about the trauma, you're actually deepening the neurology. And what we know now and what we teach through our programs is that the unconscious mind remembers everything. It stores our memories, everything, right? Without judgment. Whether it's good, bad, ugly, doesn't matter. It stores it. So by us rehashing all these traumatic events and talking about it actually deepens those neural pathways. And we know through our training now, which we're going to get into here with timeline therapy, that all the unconscious mind needs to do is upload the learnings. Because, you know, when, and I'll give you an example. Let me get into an example here. So, you know, let's use the example of active shooter, right? And just for the audience, you're safe, you're happy, you know, there's nothing going to happen in your world. You know, just use an example, right? Up here in Canada, this is not a common occurrence, right? Down in the States, unfortunately, it is more because they have more gun violence. So say there's an active shooter or there's something, you know, gun related. Obviously, guns are scary, right? Most people find guns scary because we know that, you know, they can cause severe damage. So say there's a call that I have to go to that it's an active shooter call. My unconscious mind, its main job is to keep me safe, right? However, my unconscious mind knows that I have a job to do. So I need to go into the face of danger as opposed to what our natural instinct is to run. So what the unconscious mind will do is suppress that fear. If I'm scared, right? And most people, like, if you say you're not scared of running into gunfire, then, you know, you're Jesus, or I don't know, what
lying to yourself.
Yeah, you're there. You're really suppressing your emotion then. So my unconscious mind, because it knows I need to go do this job, will suppress my fear or my, you know, hesitance or anything like that because I need to go and do my job. Now, if I don't actually go back and say, okay, what did I learn from this traumatic experience? It's just going to repress it. And I'll repress it and repress it and repress it. And what happens is sometimes, you know, we'll get these images of like, wow, the image of what happened. That is the unconscious mind saying, hey, Billy, remember this thing that happened? Can we just look at that really quick? And I just want you to make sure that you learned something here, right? Because everything is for learning. And so if I say, no, I don't even want to look at it, you know, like, what do we do? Like, oh, something triggers me, something bad's happening. I'll just push it away. I don't want, you know, to talk to the hand. It suppresses it because it's going to listen to you. However, the next time it's going to be a little bit louder and then a little bit louder and louder and louder until it's really in your face. And how do you think PTSD starts? So now what I'm doing is the unconscious mind is saying, what did you need to learn from that? And the learnings could be as simple as I'm safe. Okay, I went into that traumatic event. I came out of it and I'm safe. So what did I learn? I can go and do scary things and I can come out of it safe. That's just a very chunk up example of what we needed to do and why those emotions need to be processed. So I hope that makes sense. Go ahead, Melissa.
Yeah, I want to come back and talk a little bit about the science of what's happening. You mentioned the fact when you talk about the trauma over and over again, it deepens the neurology. And I want to talk about the science of what's happening in your body and why you felt like you'd been hit by a truck when you left. And that is because the unconscious mind doesn't know the difference between real and imagined. So whatever you imagine, your unconscious mind believes to be real. So when you start talking about the trauma again, your unconscious mind believes that you're living it in this moment now. And that starts firing your nervous system. And that firing of your nervous system is then causing cortisol and adrenaline to be released into your blood and flood your body. And so that's why when you were leaving, you were feeling like you'd been hit by a truck because you'd just gone through that whole surge of all of that going on because the unconscious mind doesn't know the difference between the two. And as you said, talk therapy is excellent for bringing awareness about a situation to people. And then the question is, now what tool do you use to actually release that trauma from your body? And we must release it from our body because stuffed down emotion from trauma actually over the course of time causes dis-ease in the body.
Yeah.
And we lug it around like a bag of rocks and its weight in our body. It's causing dis-ease because it is creating stuck energy in the body. And so talk therapy brings great awareness. It isn't releasing that stuck energy, that stuck emotion from the body. And the societal programming is that you go and you see your therapist, as Billy did, and you continue to see them week after week, month after month, year after year. And that is how you heal. And we're here to show you a much more gentle and fast way to actually heal, because that is bringing it to awareness and then reinstalling it, reinstalling it, reinstalling it, reinstalling it. There's no mechanism to actually release it from the body. And so that's why we want to talk to you today about our favorite modality of all the modalities that we teach, and that is timeline therapy, because it is so powerful. Actually has that stuffed down emotion, that stuffed down trauma physically be released from your body so you no longer have to deal with it again. And Billy, in doing this work yourself, your therapist graduated you from therapy.
She sure did. You know, she was with me through my darkest times, you know, especially, you know, after COVID and, you know, when my marriage was dissolving and the family issues and everything that happened. And, you know, it was definitely the darkest time in my life. So she was with me this whole time because I was definitely taking her up on, you know, because that's all I knew was, okay, I'm going through a hard time in my life. I need to go talk to my therapist, right? Because I need to talk about it because that was the programming, because that's the only way I'm going to help myself heal with my mental health and my emotional health. And so when, you know, as I started taking this training in 2023, you know, she was with me all this time. And through it, she was just like, wow, Billy, like, you're doing really well. And you know, all the things that I couldn't see when she would just talk at me, right? Because that was what was happening. She was saying, well, you know, this could be this and this could be that. And sure, consciously, maybe I could understand it, but I didn't understand that the unconscious programming was still there. Nothing shifted at a neurological level. And so as I started doing my trainings and I started implementing all the, you know, the skills and obviously doing my timeline therapy cleanups repeatedly every month, by the time, you know, I think it was September that year, I started my training in May of 2023. She literally said to me, she's like, Billy, I don't think you need me anymore. And I was like, are you saying I'm graduating from therapy and I don't need a therapist anymore? She's like, yeah. And to this day, I keep saying I should go back there and ask her for an actual certificate, a graduation certificate, you know, to prove that, you know, we have everything that we need in order to heal. And that, again, talking about programming, is a program that says in our minds that you need something outside of you in order to heal inside of you. And this is why Melissa and I are so, so passionate about what we do, and that it's one of our personal missions to get timeline therapy into every household, just so that people know that there is a gentler way. There is a faster way, right? It takes one session and then your monthly cleanups to go through your 7 negative emotions: anger, sadness, fear, hurt, guilt, rage, and then shame. Powerful, powerful emotion that runs so much of our programming. And then from there, your top 2 to 3 limiting beliefs that are one or a combination of, you know, the core limiting beliefs that all of humanity shares, one or a combination of: unlovable, unworthy, not good enough. And for me, big one was powerless. You know, my whole life, I thought I was powerless because I wasn't given much power in my life. Being, you know, from a traditional East Indian family, women are just not considered powerful in our world. And so my model of the world completely shifted. My programming reshifted. And now that's what we're here to do, is to share with the world that there is, you know, an easier way. So I have an easy button on my desk, because the amount of times I hear this phrase, well, that was easy. Well, who told you it had to be hard? That is also a program that says, well, if I need to heal my mental emotional health, it's going to take me at least, you know, a year or 5 years or 20 years. Absolutely not. This shift changed my world in months. My world completely shifted. I am the happiest, healthiest, wealthiest I have ever been in my life. And it didn't take that much time at all when you do the work.
And so here's the other piece too, that again, society has programmed us to think that triggers are bad. And we actually celebrate them here, because that is the unconscious mind deliberately creating an image, creating an event, so that your conscious mind can be aware of it and go, oh, it's time to resolve this. And your unconscious mind has deemed that you're ready and that you're safe and is saying, let's resolve this now. And when you have a tool like timeline therapy, you can literally do your monthly cleanup and just release it from your body with that grace. And we guide people through their timeline therapy sessions, and we are simply the coach, and we are simply the guide, and your unconscious mind is the coach. And as long as you are able and willing to follow our instructions and literally play along, we're working with the unconscious mind, the imagination, then you can be successful in releasing all of these negative emotions Billy just mentioned, as well as the limiting beliefs, and therefore in the process, the triggers, so that it's gone from your body and you don't have to live through it again and again and again.
If you take one thing from this podcast, think of triggers as communication from your unconscious mind to your conscious mind.
Exactly.
So think of a trigger. Anytime something triggers you, whether it's something somebody says or does, or you see something or you hear something or you feel something and you feel like, huh, that's triggered me in some way. If you just stop for a moment and say, my unconscious mind is wanting to communicate something to me through my conscious mind, that's why it's coming up, what am I supposed to learn here? And that little shift will change a lot in your life, because trauma won't be this big scary thing, or triggers won't be this like, oh, like I don't want to go there. And that's why we celebrate triggers, And the core foundation of what we do, especially in NLP, is building the rapport between your conscious and your unconscious mind. So they're working for the same team so that communication is free flowing through that critical faculty, right? The thing that separates the two minds. Because so many of us just don't listen to our intuition anymore. We've stopped, you know, the feeling, because it doesn't feel good, that we're just in our heads all the time. And that's a big piece of feedback we get from our students and our clients, that when they first experience timeline therapy, is that it's quieter up here. Like, it's just, there's not as much chatter. And it's because now it's not this, beep, 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 beep. Well, I want to do this and do it, but are you good enough for this? But I want to do this, but are you smart enough? And it's just this, like, I want this. And your unconscious mind is like, boom, let's go. Because what we teach, the conscious mind is the goal setter. The unconscious mind is the goal getter. So if you consciously make a goal, guess what? Your unconscious mind is, boom, let's go get it. Because I know you're smart enough, you're good enough, you're powerful enough, you're beautiful enough, whatever it is, to have this happen. And you feel it, and this is how you create a true manifestation for what you want, not what you don't want.
And we had one of our students who gave a great analogy after going through her timeline therapy session the very first time, and she loved it. And at the end, she said, oh my goodness, I had no idea that in my head, I had the washing machine and the dishwasher and the dryer and the vacuum cleaner all running all the time at full speed. And we did timeline therapy, and they all got turned off. And it was quiet, as Billy just said. And that is the beauty of this. And it's why this technique requires the use of the unconscious mind, because the unconscious mind, as Billy alluded to earlier, stores all of the memories of everything that's ever happened to you in your entire life. And because it has all of those files, we need to work with the unconscious mind in order to be able to go back to the event, and we go back to the root, because we don't want to waste time going back to release yesterday's anger and the day before and the day before. It would take forever. We go back to the root and we ask the unconscious mind, when was the first time you felt that emotion? And it's always very young. It could be a past life. It could have been passed down to you generationally. It could be in the womb. Your unconscious mind knows. And we release it at the root. And once we pull the root, we literally, all of that same emotion, because they're all stored in what we call a gestalt, which is simply a grouping. You can think of it even as a pearl necklace. And all of the events that you had anger in your life was all on the pearl necklace. And each pearl was one of those events. And we pull the root and the whole pearl necklace, all the pearls fall off. And that is all released from your body. And the unconscious mind is the home of the emotional body. And so this isn't work that we can do consciously, that we can work with the conscious mind to release this stuff down emotion, because it's not stored in the conscious mind. And the conscious mind doesn't have all of those memories. And that's why working with the unconscious mind is so powerful, because it has all of that that allows us just to go in and release it gently and easily and turn off the dishwasher and the dryer, the washing machine and the vacuum, and bring peace to you and in your life.
And this truly is a conscious, unconscious integration. You know, like, we teach NLP and we teach hypnotherapy as well. And, you know, NLP is very conscious, right? It's in the present, and hypnotherapy is very much unconscious, going into trance. And what we love about timeline therapy is, because it's that integration, you know, when we are verbally speaking out loud our learnings that we get from these traumatic events and from these negative emotions and limiting beliefs, we bring those to consciousness and we bring them into our reality. And that is why this is such a powerful thing, because it's not just in the unconscious and it's not just conscious. It's literally an integration. And I'm going to speak to this, that we finally got approval from the American boards that we are able to teach timeline therapy as a standalone certification. Whereas before, we taught it with NLP and hypnotherapy in our NLP coaching programs. And the reason was because we wanted people to understand how their mind works. And there's a piece of that. You need to understand how the system works so that you can go in and know which piece of the system that you want to work on. And our approach is very holistic, which is why we do all those modalities, is because we're working with the past, the present, and the future. However, we also know that a people's past holds a lot of weight that shows up in their present and then affects their future. So we know that timeline therapy makes the most massive change. We always say, let's make the most amount of change with the least amount of work. And we know that's what happens with timeline therapy. So we're super excited to be offering that as a standalone course, which we have named Karma Code. And actually, you know, at the time of this recording, we're doing our first training this weekend. It is obviously way more cost effective to learn it on its own. You do get the certifications through the American board. So from a business standpoint, it's a professional designation that is a tax write-off. And, you know, if you don't do this for any other reason, do it for yourself, do it for your children, do it for the next generation. It is, I think, the wave of the future of healing.
And to that point, just to be really clear, when Billy says do it for yourself, it's because during the training, we have a timeline therapy clinic where you will experience timeline therapy as the client, as well as the practitioner. And so you get your own timeline therapy session within the training.
Yeah, which is, you know, normally what you would pay, the cost of the course is what you would pay for a timeline therapy session anyway. So, I mean, it's a no-brainer. It literally is a no-brainer. And so if you're interested, please, you know, check out AmplifyImpactAcademy.com. It's called Karma Code. You know, reach out to
Programs tab on our website. And we have multiple trainings this year that we will be teaching it. And
find
the date that works for you. Yes, find the date. And we would love to see you there. And if you have listened to this podcast and thought, wow, I had no idea that I could heal trauma without having to talk about it, you're not alone. And please share this with other people in your life that you know would benefit from hearing that message as well.
Remember, triggers are communication from your unconscious. The closer you listen, the more you will learn. And that's all what we're doing is just learning and remembering who we are before society told us who we were supposed to be. So we hope you resonated with something that we've said. If you have, and I hope you have, that is the universe also saying, keep going in that direction. Because you don't know what you don't know. And that saying is such a profound understanding for me now. And everything that is showing up in your life is a projection because of your perception. So if there are areas in your life that are not happy, healthy, wealthy, then do yourself a favor and go inwards. Because your inside world actually is what reflecting on the outside.
Thank you, as always, for tuning in to the Clear the Screen show. We truly appreciate you being here and learning how to improve your life and step forward into the future that you want. Thank you so much for joining us for this episode of the Clear the Screen show. If you love what you heard, take a screenshot, post it on social media, and tag us, because we would love to celebrate you.
And if you want to go deeper, scan the QR code, check out our Light Circle membership. This is a community where it's going to serve you and uplift you and empower you, because when you end your anxiety, that's where your abundance begins. And when you can amplify you, then you can impact others.